allowed me to present you the paper Modern Methods for Archaeological Research and Dating Roșia Montană Case Study. Knowing the absolute chronology, namely the ability to perceive absolute dates, has represented a great challenge for archaeologists, and at the same time it is a mirage for those who study the ancient epochs of human history. The radiocarbon method is the most frequently used dating method. The main principle, which represents the starting point in this method, is related to certain natural materials' property to be radioactive, namely their capacity to emit radiation into the air with a certain intensity, whose value, namely its bisection period, can be calculated with high precision. The method consists of measuring the carbon's radioactive isotopes from the carbonized remains or organic materials contained by the archaeological deposits.
Elnézést, just a minute. Szeretném megkérdezni a hallgatóságot, ugye angolul van az előadás, hogy ha ez problémát jelenti, nagyon szívesen egy mondatban összefoglalom mindegyik diát, tegyük ezt meg. Jó? So, if you allow, in one sentence, I always will summarize your speech about each slide, because not everybody is speaking English in the audience.
Thank you very much. In order to establish a chronology of the mining works, five main periods were appointed as follows: Ancient, the Migration Era, Middle Age, Late Middle Age, and Modern Contemporary Age. The mining archaeological research were carried out in the whole area. The access in the whole perimeters was possible due to the network of modern surface galleries. Within the archaeological research program, a digital database was created. Archaeological data were recorded in this database, including the mobile archaeological patrimony goods discovered. For instance, we chose the circular funeral monuments.
Igen, tehát itt látható a verespastaki ásatásoknál az adatgyűjtés során öt korszakot igyekeztek megkülönböztetni, amikor az adatbázist fölépítették, és itt példaként látszik egy kör alakú temetkezési emlékmű.
Inside the monument, two cremation graves were discovered, M2 and M3. M2 is placed in the western half and M3 in its eastern half. And outside the monuments were discovered other two cremation graves, M1 and M4.
És láthatóak itt azok az előbbi képeken láthattuk a temetkezési üregeket, urnákat.
Regarding the chronology, two stages could be established. The first stage corresponds to a monument with stone girdle destined to the commemoration of a single defunct person. The second burial led to the redimensioning of the funeral space and the construction of a funeral monument common to both deceased persons. The graves that make the object of our analysis are exclusively cremation graves dated in a period between 140-144 and the end of the 2nd century AD.
Igen, tehát a kutatások megállapították, hogy két korszakról van szó. Láthattuk a dátumokat, ugye a második században az első temetkezési helyen ugye egy valószínűleg híres embernek a sírhelyét láttuk, a másodikban pedig valamilyen fertőzés vagy járvány következtében elhunyt sírhelyét találták.
The funeral monument in the second stage is a combination between a classic provincial burial and the models offered, starting with the 1st century AD by the monument circular graves in the Italian culture sphere, the whole combination being adapted to the local resources and possibilities. The pottery indicates a chronological interval between the 2nd century AD, even if some shapes and constitutive particularities evidenced by this ceramic material were also used at the beginning of the 3rd century. The first funeral could have taken place in years 140-143-44.
Egyértelműen megállapítható volt, hogy a temetkezési jegyek a római kultúra jegyeit magukon viselik a megtalált tárgyakból és kerámiákból, és pontosan be is lehetett határolni az első temetkezés idejét valamikor 140-144 között időszámításunk előtt.
A digital database was created in Microsoft Access. The digital database includes the characteristic of the graves, the object which were found inside the graves, the dating method, the approximative age, and the destination for the object which were found. For this application, we need a database realized in Microsoft Access and a map in AutoCAD. After the database was attached, putting through the database with the map in AutoCAD, we are selecting an element from Microsoft Access. We are press the link records, and then in the map we will identify the element, select the element, and then press enter. And so the.
Igen, tehát teljes teletanyagot Microsoft környezetben egyesítették, integrálták, a meglévő térképeket is felhasználva, azokon egy gombnyomásra gyakorlatilag a térképeken fel tudtán tüntetni az ásatás során előkerült leleteket, illetve objektumokat.
If we pick an element from the database, it will be automatically marked over in the map, and also if we choose an element from AutoCAD, it will be marked out in yellow on the database.
És hát megteremtették a kapcsolatot az attribútum adatok között is. Sárga csík mutatja, hogy a kiválasztott térkép elemhez milyen attribútum adatok tartoznak.
Thank you.
Köszönjük szépen.